From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Robert Mugabe, the longest-serving African leader, resigned Tuesday, ending his 37 years in power. That resignation was met with celebrations in the streets.
Cheering crowds raced through the streets of Harare as news spread that President Robert Mugabe had resigned after nearly four decades in power. The Speaker of Parliament read out what he said was a letter from President Mugabe formally tendering his resignation. While some regarded Mugabe as the leader who fought for Zimbabwe's independence, many others were happy to see the end of his rule. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
And the 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after military takeover and the ruling ZANU-PF party stripped him of the leadership. The reaction in the streets, one of joy. Joy Mbinga of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition said for decades the Mugabe family ruled as a dynasty. Mr. Mugabe sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to be sworn in as president as early as Wednesday. Heather Noward is a U.S. State Department spokesperson. Mr. Mugabe was facing impeachment charges in parliament, charging him of being a source of instability, flouting the rule of law, and presiding over the country's economic decline. The UN Tribunal on War Crimes in the former Yugoslavia is expected to hand down its final verdict Wednesday in the genocide trial of former Bosnian Serb general Ratko Mladic, known as the Butcher of Bosnia. He's accused of ordering the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys. This is VOA News. The search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 continues, but there is growing concern the crew, including Argentina's first female officer, is running low on oxygen. The vessel disappeared last Wednesday after reporting an electrical malfunction. The Navy spokesperson, Gabriel Galizi, said that weather conditions have improved as an international air and sea search and rescue operation continues. U.S. President Donald Trump, as he was leaving for his Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort for the Thanksgiving holiday, said he had a lengthy phone conversation with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, after the Russian leader hosted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. The White House said the two leaders discussed ways to cooperate in the fight against Islamic State, keeping the pressure on North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs and bringing peace to Ukraine. Mr. Putin late Monday hosted the Syrian leader for a discussion about finding a political solution to end nearly 7 years of conflict. In Iraq, more than 20 people were killed in a suicide blast Tuesday evening in a marketplace north of Baghdad. Dozens more were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 13 Chinese and North Korean entities accused by Washington of enabling the North Korean regime as it pursues nuclear and missile capability. The action was announced after President Donald Trump put Pyongyang back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Among the groups hit are three Chinese companies that the Treasury Department determined combined did more than $750 million in trade over a five-year period. They also target North Korean firms who sent workers to other countries as a way to cut the money flow from exported labor. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico ended a fifth round of talks in renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, without resolving differences over U.S. demands. The 23-year-old deal correct the current U.S. trade imbalance. The Trump administration has threatened to walk away from the agreement unless changes are made. U.S. stocks ending trading Tuesday with new record highs, led by technology and health issues. The Dow Jones Index closed up more than 160 points to 23,590. And David Cassidy, who starred in the 1970s comedy The Partridge Family and sold millions of records as a singer, died Tuesday of organ failure at the age of 67. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.